This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We're slowly creeping into planting season, and I wanted to get you thinking about crop rotation. While there are many disease-resistant vegetable cultivars, crop rotation is still something to think about for a couple of reasons. It's really the single easiest thing we can do to keep soil nutrients working for us and to help prevent disease. But what crops do you rotate with? In simple terms, divide your vegetables into three categories: root and bulb, think carrots, beets, potatoes, garlic, and onions; fruit and seed, think tomatoes, cucumber, beans, corn, peppers, and peas; and leaf and stem, think broccoli, celery, cauliflower, spinach, lettuce, and kale. This is not a complete list. The nightshade family includes potatoes, tomatoes, and eggplant. They're all susceptible to the same diseases and should not be planted in the same area consecutively. In other words, if you planted tomatoes in one spot last year, don't plant potatoes or eggplant in the same spot. I have more in-depth information on my website, gardenbite.com. You want to follow heavy to medium feeders that draw a lot of nutrients from the soil, tomatoes, corn, cabbage, peppers, with either light feeders, carrots, beets, onions, or heavy givers, beans, and peas, that will actually fix nitrogen in the soil and enrich it. For fertilizing, keep in mind what your plants need. Root, fruit, and seed vegetables need more phosphorus, also known as P, and potassium, also known as K. Leaf and stem veggies use more nitrogen, also known as N. Don't feel overwhelmed by this. Instead, use it as a guideline. And please check out GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.